Many auto enthusiasts might say that cars are works of art. Part of the allure is often the hum or roar of the engine. Well, that's if your car isn't electric. Electric vehicles and hybrids can be pretty quiet. Now, that might be boring to some, but it's definitely dangerous. Efforts are underway to change that by adding sound to electric vehicles. From Warwick University in Britain, the world's Clark Boyd reports.
The Warwick University campus is about 100 miles northwest of London. The streets around the campus are filled with the usual noise of gas-driven vehicles. But lately, students and visitors have been hearing a different sound around campus. No, you're not in a Jetsons episode. That's one of the sounds made by a small, green and white experimental delivery truck called the Electric Vehicle with Interactive Noise, or ELVIN. Paul Jennings is with the Warwick Manufacturing Group at the university. For years, he's worked with British car makers to help them make their entire lines of vehicles sound good for consumers.
The sound of a car is actually, even though it's subconscious, can have a big impact on what you think of the quality or the brand of that car. And it's especially important for premium and sports cars. So manufacturers go to a lot of effort to make sure their cars sound absolutely right.
But electric vehicles, he says, present a whole new challenge beyond just enticing consumers.
Electric and hybrids and electric drive are very alarmingly quiet. And then the concern is that as a road user, maybe as a pedestrian, as a cyclist, we're just not aware of their presence, and therefore there's a real danger that there could be an accident. Now, if we're looking at introducing sound for exterior of electric vehicles, we've actually got a blank sheet of paper, and that's a huge challenge.
So Jennings and his team are putting different sounds created in the lab into ELVIN. And with ELVIN on the move, researchers get a better idea of what sounds work in alerting people.
And ELVIN is great for us because it's an electric vehicle that actually has a day job around campus. So we're not doing anything artificial. He actually goes in and out of car parks, around pedestrian areas. So runs into all, I shouldn't say runs into, that's probably the wrong phrase, but he actually goes into the scenarios that have been flagged up as potential safety problems.
By the way, this isn't a real sports car. It's a computer simulation made by Novasim. The company is helping the team at Warwick University create possible sounds for electric vehicles. Yes, Novasim came up with the UFO sound you heard earlier, but the company's Mark Allman Ward doesn't expect it to be a hit.
We do not want to live in an environment where this happens.
So why not just make electric cars sound like cars?
Because actually the sounds that we're used to, the internal combustion engine, is actually a very rich and complex sound. The more rich and complex a sound that you try to create, the more expensive the hardware is in order to try to create it.
But something has to be done. The United States has already passed legislation requiring electric vehicles to make noise when traveling at slower speeds. And now Europe is turning an eye, or ear, to the problem as well. Some manufacturers, like Nissan, are already a step ahead.
It's kind of like a high-pitched whining sound that's kind of annoying is what it is. And it's like I'm constantly seeing people turn around and look at me with like a blank stare on their face. It's like, what is that, you know?
Rob Greenlee from Seattle is the proud owner of a Nissan Leaf, an all-electric vehicle. He says that he understands the need for some noise, but that one of the reasons he bought the car is precisely because it's quiet.
I think we all have this perception that, you know, we like the roaring sound of a gas engine, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And I went through that phase too. When I was back in high school, I had the Plymouth Barracuda that had the cherry bombs coming out from behind the car and made all sorts of noise. But I think as I've gotten older, I've gotten a little bit more sensitive to sound. And it's just cooler to be completely silent.
What they say is, oh, I don't want car to make noise. I don't believe what people say.
Clotaire Rapai has been a consultant to the automotive industry for decades.
I love my car, and my car is like a personality for me. Give me a sound that reflects this personality, a sound that is a signature. Think of all the possibilities that are suddenly open. It's like, you know, you have different ringtones for different cell phones. We can have different sounds for different kind of cars.
Paul Jennings of Warwick University worries, though, that personalization could be taken too far. Then again, he says allowing cars to be totally silent wouldn't be safe either.
We're in a transitional period now where we're still mainly used to cars making a sound, and I think it's the introduction of these plug-in vehicles which we really want to encourage, and the last thing we want to do is to put a barrier in for their safe implementation.
Sound designers say that one way or the other, the cost of making a noisier electric car will end up on the sticker price of the vehicle. For The World, this is Clark Boyd, Warwick University, Britain.
Yeah, we apologize if that song's lodged in your head for the rest of the day today, but we can take your mind off the Macarena at theworld.org. Check out the wacky sounds that the Nissan Leaf, Chevy Volt, and Elvin make, and email us a recording of what you think an electric car should sound like. Here's our email address, theworld@pri.org. This is The World on PRI.